Last summer, Oregon became the first state in the nation to adopt an ethnic studies standard for public schools. And a lot of racial justice advocates want Vermont to follow suit. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, supporters of an ethnic studies bill are having a tough time getting traction in Montpelier.
About 3 weeks ago, the Vermont Coalition for Ethnic and Social Equity in Schools invited people to a special forum in Montpelier. Members of the coalition were looking to boost support for a piece of legislation that definitely needed the help. Among them was a young woman of color from Hazen Union High School in Hardwick.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zamora Da Vinci, and I actually just finished my senior year in high school.
Da Vinci has gone to public schools in Vermont her whole life. Over all those years, she says one thing never changed.
I grew up never learning anything about myself. Anyone that looked like me, I didn't see anyone in my classes that looked like me. I didn't see a face that reflected my own. I didn't hear experiences that reflected my own.
Da Vinci isn't just talking about the lack of racial diversity in Vermont classrooms. She's talking about the people of color that are missing from her high school textbooks and her history lessons.
It's like when we only go into school and we see white faces and male faces and none that reflect our own, it takes a toll on who you are.
The legislation Da Vinci was in Montpelier to promote would have assembled a task force to examine the curriculum in public schools across the state. The task force would then come back to the State Board of Education and recommend ways to make that curriculum more inclusive for people of color and other marginalized groups.
So this bill is so important to me because I never thought that this would be possible. I never thought that anyone would care.
Emerging research suggests that ethnic studies courses do more than make kids feel good. They might even make them better students. Around 2010, the San Francisco Unified School District launched an ethnic studies course for high schoolers. The course was designed to examine the impact of race and culture on kids' identities.
And they got to a moment where they wanted some evidence about the effects that the class was having, and they were facing a decision about what to do with the class.
That's Emily Penner, an associate professor of education at UC Irvine, and she co-authored a paper that analyzed the effects of the course on the students who took it. The study found that students who took the class saw their GPAs jump by an average of 1.4 points. Classroom attendance figures and the total number of credits that students earned saw significant increases as well. Penner says the ethnic studies course appears to have better equipped the students, especially Hispanic boys, for the challenges they would likely face.
Helping give them forewarning about stereotypes and how those might be negatively impacting their educational experiences.
Penner says research into the ethnic studies field is young and that it's premature to make any grand conclusions, but she says it is, quote, trending in a positive direction. But while nearly everyone in the Vermont education community supports the goal of a more inclusive classroom curriculum, there's less consensus on how to get there. Krista Hewling chairs the State Board of Education. She says she and her fellow board members like the concept of ethnic studies initiatives.
But again, we think that's more of a local level. I'm not sure how Montpelier is going to fix that issue.
Hewling says the problem might not be with the education standards or curriculum in Vermont schools, but with the way those standards and curriculum are being interpreted and administered. Hewling says the state board would prefer more local-level interventions like bias training for public school educators. And she says if educators get that kind of training, then they might improve ethnic studies offerings on their own.
Because sometimes it's not the standards or the curriculum, but it's the implementation.
The ethnic studies legislation failed to make it across the finish line during the regular legislative session, but its supporters say there's new hope. Governor Phil Scott has called a special legislative session to resolve a budget impasse between him and lawmakers, and the Ethnic Studies Coalition will be trying to convince lawmakers to revive the legislation this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.